Don't you wish your Greggy was Greg like me? Don't you wish your Greggy was Greg like me? Don't ya? Don't ya?
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
What's up? It's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm the Pussycat Dolls.
You're Nicole Scherzinger.
And her giant nipples.
Yeah, she's got big pancake ones, right?
Big old pancakey nips.
Well, I guess that happens with some people.
Yeah, it's just a part of life.
So welcome back to the show.
You.
Welcome back to me. Went to New Orleans over the weekend, and it was fun.
Was it new?
Yes.
Was it Orleans-y?
It was very Orleans-y. So, went down for the fourth annual fundraiser for Kids Kids Golf Tournament, which is the fundraiser that we were at last year where Kid unexpectedly died. So there was a lot of high emotions going into this thing. Didn't really know. I mean, we knew what to expect, but it's just kind of weird, you know, when you have to go back to the place where somebody died. But shout out to Chuck and Mindy for putting the thing on. They made it a big, huge success. I think this year was way bigger than last year. He had Five Star and T-Bone out rapping for everybody, which was great. And shout out to Super Steve, who was there with a bottle of Jaeger in tow.
Super Steve without Jaeger is like peanut butter without gelée.
That's exactly right. So he was all excited because it was ice cold. And
was it cold as ice?
It was cold as ice.
Da-dun-dun.
Willing to sacrifice our love. So, yeah, so we got down there on Friday night, and, man, it was raining hard. Like, it was one of those New Orleans
monsoon
type rains that was coming down.
Yeah.
So we had a client party to go to, which was really good, at this place called Andrea's. Got some good Italian food out of that, and then we went back to the hotel, and most everybody else went to, well, not say most everybody else, but Mike, Big Al, and Kelly, they just passed out. So they were done at like 6 o'clock that evening.
But you were hanging out with Super Steve.
So we had to go to dinner, and we met downstairs in the lobby, got our little group together, and we walked down to a restaurant called Manning's, which is owned by
Archie
and Peyton and Eli. And guess
and
who was there?
Archie was there.
Archie was there.
In case you missed it, Jose told this exact story on air.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah.
But this is a completely different audience that listens to us, so that's why we need to tell our side of it.
Okay. Continue.
So,
did you tell Archie Manning about your three-way at Hotel Zaza?
I did not. But I walked up and I said, "Hey, Archie, it's good to meet you." And he shook my hand and said, nice to see you, son."
He says that to everyone, I think.
And
I think that's his thing.
And then I looked at him and I said, "I didn't realize that I was part of the progeny. I didn't know that I'm your son. And if so, where's my kickback?"
Did you really say that?
No.
Of course you didn't. You just went, he went, "Nice to see you, son." And you just went, "Hi."
I think I said a little more than that.
I think you went, "Bleh." You just probably said nothing. Just,
I just made like a half gag noise and walked away.
Bleh, bleh.
No, so that was really cool to meet Archie Manning. So we're tight. We go way back now. And then hit the casino for a few minutes, and then I went home, man.
Sounds like a riveting weekend.
But the
I'm glad your story wasn't long.
The golf tournament was a success. We were worried about that, too, because we thought that it was going to get rained out. But luckily, it stopped raining, and I was able to eat crawfish.
Mm-hmm. How many did you have? Whole bucket?
I had a boatload.
An entire boat? You ate an entire boat.
Yes, I ate the entire boat.
That explains why your tummy's so stummy.
Of crawfish today.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to dinner later in the evening.
This is riveting. Riveting stuff here.
The Ralph's on the Lake,
yeah,
which is really good.
Really a good story.
They had.
Oh, what did they have? Food?
and I think you'll be a fan of this. Kelly Raspberry was not a fan of this, but they had blue cheese tots.
Blooch tots?
Blooch tots. And they were delicious.
I like a good blooch.
It was, in my own special way of describing this, they were amazing.
Is that your own word? Did you come up with that word?
Uh-huh.
You know, I feel like I'm on the Food Network, just so descriptive of the flavor of the blue cheese tot, the blooch tot.
Uh-huh.
It's just, I'm dying to try it.
They took the stuff they make tots with, maybe potatoes.
And blooched it.
And put blooch around it and fried it, and it was great. Shout out to people, Jammer and Terrence as well. People, Terrence was our driver.
Do you see what I have to deal with on an everyday basis? Do you see what my life has become? I question my choices a lot. And this story is one of the reasons why I question my life choices.
When we were done with that dinner, though, we got back to the hotel.
And it continues.
We got back to the hotel.
It's not going anywhere.
And
it's never going anywhere.
I walked back downstairs, and I met up with Mike and Jose.
Say something interesting.
Lindsay Davis.
Say anything interesting.
And we walked down to Bourbon Street.
Please, God.
And one of the first things we saw was a girl with the biggest ass on the planet, and she was twerking, and I got video of it.
Yes, it's on the Greg and Greg Show's Instagram, and I watched a girl's butt shake. Although those posts, your butt shaking post has not done half the damage that my posts did this weekend.
Your post did a lot of good. Mm-hmm. A lot of pretty good.
Mm-hmm. A lot of pretty good.
Yeah.
My post did a lot of pretty good.
I got some laughs around the golf tournament when I started showing people.
So Greg Jake over here looks like
Chris O'Dowd.
Chris O'Dowd, Irish actor. And he's this big...
Good day, mate.
That's not Irish. That's Australian. He looks like...
Oh, Chris, see!
That's Japanese. Why did you do that? Why did you say, oh, see? You're a weirdo. But anyway, look at the Instagram picture of Greg Jake and Chris O'Dowd because they look like they could be brothers or twins. I look like French DJ David Guetta.
Mm-hmm.
And then I posted a picture of me annoyedly drinking a Miller High Life.
Why were you so annoyed?
Because I was trying to drink it, and Rico was trying to take a picture of me drinking it, and I had the bottle up in the air for what seemed like an hour and a half.
Oh, so he was trying to get, like, the perfect drinking picture?
It was the magic hour.
Yeah.
The sun was just setting. It was the perfect lighting for anything. Lights were on, and I was just sitting there, and then all of a sudden, I just started making this annoyed face because it started to take too long, and he started to give me more and more direction, and I just wanted to drink my delicious Miller High Life.
Yeah.
And now I've got this great banner picture on my Facebook, and it's a pretty good Instagram picture as well.
I don't think there are too many pictures of me floating around from this weekend, except for Super Steve and I.
Mm-hmm.
I did get to see Sarah head on a stick. That was actually my Sarah head on a stick that he has taken from me and burned.
Nice.
And desecrated.
Good.
He's done a fairly good job with that one, so.
Sarah head on a stick.
Yeah. She's a bitch. Yeah, so we had a good weekend.
Mm-hmm. Had a brunch, and Nathan and I were discussing how bad your stories are.
Yeah?
And we kind of were telling people at brunch that didn't know about the show about your stories.
Mm-hmm.
So we were recapping your helicopter story, which could have been a 2-second story instead of being an 18-minute story.
The helicopter flew.
Here's how the story should have went.
At the roof line and then landed.
Here's how the story should have went. Hey, so there was a helicopter over my house, and then it landed in my neighbor's yard. When I went to go say hey to the guy, he took off.
But I needed to set the scene a little better than
no,
that.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, you need to set the scene.
No, you don't ever.
All right,
Nathan and I discussed this at length that no, you don't ever. You know why your dad's stories are so good? They're abrupt. They're short. They have a quick ending. You know why your stories are bad? They just go, and then they don't go anywhere.
Well, I went to New Orleans.
No, God, no. We're not going back
over
to
the
New
weekend.
Orleans. No.
And one of the people that went with us was JC. No. Oh. And let's bring in our first-time, long-time JC. Let's get a recap of the weekend from him. Maybe.
Is Greg Jake the worst storyteller in the office?
I would say he's the worst. I would go with Russ.
Russ, okay.
Russ is probably the worst, but, you know.
Power rank worst storytellers in the office.
Russ, number one.
Okay.
Big Al, number two.
Okay.
Greg's number three.
Okay.
And I would stop right there. I would stop right there. Actually, Trey's pretty horrible, too.
Yeah. That's yours.
That is mine.
Ow. Sorry. My toe.
I will recap our trip to New Orleans. We showed up. We drank. We went to a golf tournament. I made the most hilarious video in slow motion.
You did?
I did. You guys should put that up on your Greg and Greg page.
We will.
You can slow down videos on your iPhone. And you know when you're like, you've been drinking, and you go to the bathroom, and you release, and you do the, like,
and you
this
thought,
feels really good.
Yeah.
There was a mirror right there. And I was like, that looked awesome, because everything slowed down for me when I drink. So I pulled my phone out, and while I was taking care of business, I took care of business and created probably the best video of all time.
Have you seen it?
I saw it.
Yeah.
I also saw Ryan Conway's remix to it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. There's a remix.
Somebody made a remix?
Yeah.
To my video?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You got to see the remix.
Does JC know who Ryan Conway is?
No. He has no idea. Who's Ryan Conway?
The guy in there. Okay. Come on.
The guy in there.
I know who Ryan is. God,
see,
you guys.
See, now, that's how you tell a story. You go into every detail that nobody ever needs to know.
I'll tell you this. When I booked our flights, I got us on Business Select. And we...
Is it like a chicken
select? We got to get onto the plane first outside of the kid with a peanut allergy. And Mike and I went to the middle of the plane, and JC was not happy about that.
Did you... Don't go on the plane if there's pepinus in there?
Yeah. I was so angry with this guy, because we finally get to board a plane first.
Don't go on the plane if there's pepinus in there.
That was
Do you remember that? That was a classic.
On the radio one time.
Classic
one
Jose.
One time you miss speaking, you guys make fun of it forever.
Classic Jose saying penis instead of peanuts.
This dingle douche and Mike go to the back of the plane when we're first on the plane. You sit in the front, and then we got to wait for them to get off the damn plane.
What's wrong with you, people?
What is wrong with you?
I wanted to sit in the exit row. There's more leg room there, so I went there.
Okay.
No, you want to get out of the plane as quickly as possible.
In your defense.
You sit in the front.
The front. The back of the plane is the safest place to sit, though. So if that's what you were going with.
I will take quick death over being stuck in a plane longer than I have to be.
If I'm stuck on a plane an extra 3 minutes, I'll sit in the front.
You're kind of crouched. Here comes Russ.
To add on to that, I've always wondered this question. Why is priority boarding get you on the plane earlier? If everybody wants to get off so fast, why do you want to be on faster?
So that you can get off faster.
And you can get your stuff in the overhead compartment.
Yeah, everybody uses it. Oh, by the way, you jerks.
Second, have you liked this show on Facebook, Russ?
I'm not sure. I don't think
then
so.
Then you're not allowed
then
to
Then you're
on
not
it.
Allowed to talk on it.
By the way, since we're talking about people that angered me this weekend on the plane, if you have a carry-on and a personal item, and they strictly tell you to not place your personal item up ahead, up above you, because it'll take away some spots, and you go ahead and do it, you are the biggest DB in the world.
You know what you should have done?
What?
You should have been
thrown
like,
it out of the plane.
No. You should have been like, the people that go on the planes. Oh my god! No.
Bombardier.
The air marshal.
Air marshal.
I'm an air marshal, and you just start taking them out and like throw, and then you hold up your wallet at
them. Yeah. Did you ever do that?
Air marshal, and you just start throwing their shit on them.
Sometimes I sit on the plane and I pretend like I'm an air marshal, like I just sit there and look all serious. I look at my clock all the time.
Like you're pretending to like hold a gun. Like you're fooling around with a gun.
I survey everybody up and down. Nobody's ever asked me if I'm one, but I think they'd wonder.
I will throw this in there, and we'll get this guy on here in just a second if he doesn't walk away.
Hey, Al.
Al, we need you to come recap something from the weekend.
Boy bander, by the way.
So we get to the airport yesterday, and we're hanging out at the gate after we have a little bit of breakfast. And Big Al has a knack to just make friends with anybody who's around. And so as we're standing there, Al walks up. He walks up to this girl wearing his Sunday Funday T-shirt, and he proceeds to talk to this girl for a good 20 minutes about nothing. come here.
He also had a pocket full of chicken wings.
He did have a pocket
full
of chicken.
I want a chicken wing pocket.
So, all right.
Mr. Benningfield is going to make a song about that. I got a pocket full of chicken wings.
All right, so.
I got a pocket. I got a pocket.
I'm still just.
Got a chicken.
I'm
got
amazed
chicken.
At the fact that you could talk to a girl for 20 minutes about paint.
About paint. Well, it started talking about, the greatness of Home Depot, which I love. And then we started talking about paint.
What's your opinion of Lowe's?
And I'm not a Lowe's guy. You know, Lowe's, I'm sure you're great and everything, but I am a Home Depot guy.
Okay.
And something about the, I have an orange shirt that says Home Depot on it.
You, does it say Al? Did you work there?
No, I'm
going to
give me an apron. I'm going to give me an apron. But yeah, we started talking about paint and the different types of finishes. You have, you have eggshell. You have semi-gloss. You have medium gloss. Glossy.
How much stuff do you paint?
I paint a lot. For a guy that lives in an apartment, I'm in Home Depot more than anybody.
What are you getting this stuff for? Just the bar?
Yeah, usually duct tape. Mm-hmm. I always get duct tape at Home Depot.
That's for the ladies on the weekends.
Maybe.
Well, they're ladies after the duct tape.
But yeah, we started talking about textures, different textures that you can get. Yeah. I had redone a bathroom before, so we talked about that a little bit. So yeah, we just kicked it, me and that girl. You know? The greatness
did
of
you offer to paint something for her?
No, I would have painted it all right.
Oh, you? Oh, really? What color would you paint it in, Al?
Don't worry about it.
Egg white. Yeah. Cream.
Cream color.
The white. Whitish.
Yeah.
Pearl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can we send this out to his girlfriend?
Nope. Yeah. Nope. I will deny.
Thank you for joining us, Al.
Nice to be on the Greg and Greg show.
Yeah, buddy.
You finally made it, Al.
All right,
you
made it. Big time.
You're going to be famous now.
Adios.
And the poor girl just sat there. She acted genuine towards him, but you could tell she's like, "Why in the hell?
Why are we
is
still
this guy
talking about paint,
dude?" For 30 minutes, he talked about
every color.
He was saying, "You know,
was basically a human paint swatch."
He said, "In my bar, I painted the kitchen red and yellow," and people were like, "Why are you trying to make it look like McDonald's?" And then I thought, "Oh, it's the same yellow that McDonald's uses." So then I had to go get another, and then another. And the poor girl was just sitting there, and she engaged him about bathroom painting for a minute, because I think that's the only painting she's ever done, and I think she just felt bad for him, maybe that he was a little slow or special.
I think at a certain age, men live in Home Depot.
Yeah.
You haven't hit it yet. I'm not sure if you're going to hit it, because you're not a man.
That hurts. That hurts. That hurts me right here. Right here. It gets me good.
Just, I'm not sure that if you're man quality.
I used to be really annoyed by home improvement stores.
Uh-huh.
And it had something to do with the advertising. They were trying to overmail everything.
Okay.
Like, you know, they just
put too much postage on it?
No. Not like M-A-I-L.
Oh.
M-A-L-E.
Oh, okay.
They were saying, to me, what I felt like they were saying is you can't be a man unless you hang out at Home Depot or
so
Lowe's.
It's like sports clips.
Oh, that's way too overmailing something. Mm.
So, my dad, when I was growing up, he was about like in his late or mid to late 40s when I was like mostly a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And he spent so much time in Home Depot. That's all he did. All he did was go to Home Depot. That's it. At a certain age, you just go to Home Depot all the time.
There's a lot of good stuff at Home Depot. Mm-hmm. I've changed my views on them because I think that the advertising has toned it down a little bit. But I will say,
it's like Home Depot. They build something together,
right? But
come by. We'll get some paint. We'll get you some paint.
They do, however, make it seem like if you just come to Home Depot, that you're going to have enough money to rip up your whole backyard and build a baseball field just in a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that.
It does look awesome. That was an awesome commercial.
You know, like, hey, man, I'm going to uproot a 1,000-year-old tree. I'm then going to flatten it out and put a baseball diamond back there, build a fence and a scoreboard, and you just can't do that.
Oh, so...
it's false advertising.
So this weekend... I was at the Double Wide, had a few drinks.
Yeah.
And I ran into two of the dudes from the band Dovetail.
Oh, you did?
Us. Yes.
Well, who are they?
So I ran into Matt, the bassist.
Mm-hmm. He's great.
And Daniel,
the keyboardist. Phil's brother. Yeah.
So we're at Double Wide, and we're just kind of BSing. and there's fans blowing because they just installed fans, or they had them, I guess.
Oh, I thought you meant like their band.
No, no, no.
Fans
they didn't
were
install
just like,
band fans.
They were.
There were actual fans blowing
okay.
us. So, Matt notices that the name of it is Tough and Gusty.
Okay.
So we came up with the morning show Tough and Gusty.
Right.
And we also came up with, like, say there was there were two dudes, Tough and Gusty, and mm-hmm. Tough is like this big, burly, tough guy. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, yeah, I'm Tough. How's it going? And everybody loves Tough. And like, yeah, Tough's here.
Yeah.
Woo, Tough.
He's like the Mr. Lively, the life of the party guy.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's Gusty. Mm-hmm. And he's like this little guy, and nobody likes him. Get out of here, Gusty. And he's always tags all behind Tough.
Real nerdy and smart.
So we did this long bit on Tough and Gusty.
We need to expand that. We need to actually become Tough and Gusty.
See, I thought that I told them about the sports clips bit that
mm-hmm,
we did.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, that would be exactly the all dude talk, chick stay in the kitchen chat. I'm Tough and I'm Gusty.
My shirt's wrinkly. Bitch, iron it.
Bitch, iron it. Right here on... the Hawk 101.7.
Coming up next, it's Bitch Cook My Dinner.
Right after Led Zeppelin.
Tough and Gusty.
Mandatory Metallica on Tough and Gusty.
I couldn't handle that.
No, you couldn't.
See, that's way too over male for me.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I need things to be sensitive, but that's just too dude for me.
It's too much postage.
You just gotta be normal. That's all I'm asking. Don't be too male.
Don't be a normie, not a weirdo.
Right. Thank you. That's
See,
all I need.
The thing is, Greg Jake might have changed his opinion on Home Depot, but he will not go to one.
I'll go if I need to get something.
You won't.
Normally we go and get plants.
You're going with Erica.
It's true, because I don't ever think about plants that I want to buy.
You probably don't ever think of anything.
I really don't.
House-wise. See, Greg Jake over there, like, athlete Greg Jake, should be at the point in his life where he was, like, a professional athlete and not a radio guy, and he would have a mansion where he would just pay people to go to Home Depot. He's not the guy who goes to Home Depot. And since he lives in a giant palatial mansion, he's got the GPM. He just would pay somebody to go to Home Depot for him with his lucrative radio millions.
Right. You nailed it. That's me. All in a nutshell.
While he's going around his acre plus yard with a push mower.
A push mower. wishing for the slow release of death.
Yeah. Like a big dumb idiot push mowering more than an acre of land.
It happens sometimes, man.
No, it shouldn't happen.
It doesn't anymore because we got the riding lawnmower.
Yeah,
so.
Like months after I told you to get a riding mower.
Well, hey, look, man, I'm not that rich.
And now you're going to move out of the GPM anyway.
No, I'm not.
You live like an hour and a half away from here.
Well, so?
You both live an hour and a half away from where you work. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
It works well for us.
Does it?
It only takes me an hour to get here, so it's not that bad.
Does it, though?
Yeah, it's not bad.
But does it?
I love my house. I love where I live. Things are fine. And my neighborhood will now start selling beer at the gas station, so I don't have to drive all the way to the grocery store now to buy beer. Thank you. Now, will they be craft beers?
There's a gas station in your neighborhood?
It's like right up the road. It's where you would, you know, it's about the normal drive to any other gas
so
station.
So do you give your butler $100 and be like, hey, go get me some gas. Keep the change.
Mm-hmm. And meet me in front of Zaza later.
Meet me in front of Zaza later. Yeah. We've got some dudes to blow.
I hate you so hard. All right, I'm wrapping it up. Go to our website, thegregandgregshow.com. Hopefully it's up back to working normally. Need to talk to Addison about that. If not, go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheGregandGregShow, and boo out.
Join us next time on The Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.